If you just stop brushing your teeth simply because, you know, it happens out of sight inside your mouth, people would think you're completely crazy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they'd look at you like you'd totally lost it.
Right. But when it comes to intimate wellness, especially here in Southeast Asia, we kind of do exactly that. So today, welcome to this deep dive into the sources. We're looking at guides from Maison Velvetia.
Yeah, they're a very discreet wellness brand. And we're really focusing on their editorial voice, Mei Chen.
Exactly, because they're trying to strip away all that awkwardness,
yeah.
Right? Reframing it from this massive cultural taboo into just a normal, healthy part of your daily self-care routine.
Well, and the really interesting thing about Mei Chen is that it's not even a single person.
Wait, really? It's not?
No, it's actually this whole editorial collective. Their goal is to provide Malaysians with, like, evidence-based, totally judgment-free education. They want to treat self-pleasure and intimacy just like you would a Sunday face mask.
I mean, it makes so much sense when you put it like that. We obsess over, like, our gut biome or getting enough collagen in our skin, but then completely ignore our pelvic health.
We really do.
But okay, if we accept that this is basic biological maintenance, diving into the actual product side is completely overwhelming. It's like walking into an advanced robotics lab.
It really is. But the sources break the beginner toolkits down super well. They look at both accessible entry points and then those bigger long-term investments.
Okay, so where do you even start if you're a beginner?
So they highly recommend the Satisfyer series. Those run anywhere from 150 to 600 ringgit.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Right, and it uses this air pulse technology. So instead of direct mechanical vibration, it uses oscillating sonic waves.
Oh, wow. So it's basically non-contact.
Exactly. It creates this vacuum-like stimulation, which is highly effective. And the best part is it doesn't cause tissue desensitization over time.
Okay, I can definitely see the appeal of the non-contact tech.
Hmm.
But then looking at the guides, they also point to Lealo, which jumps all the way up to like 2,500 ringgit.
Yeah, that is a massive jump.
Right. Like, does spending $2,500 actually guarantee a better experience? Or is that just, you know, some sort of luxury tax for a pretty box?
Well, I mean, it seems steep at first, but you really have to look at the materials under a microscope. A lot of the cheaper options out there use porous plastics or, like, jelly elastomers.
Okay, and that's bad because...
Because on a microscopic level, those materials are full of these tiny little craters.
Right.
And those craters harbor biofilm and bacteria that you literally cannot wash out.
Oh, gross. Okay, yeah, nobody wants microscopic bacterial craters anywhere near there.
Exactly. So Alilo uses non-porous medical-grade silicone. Plus, it comes with a 10-year warranty. You're basically paying to avoid microabrasions and chronic infections.
Okay, that completely justifies the price tag. But it's not all about buying hardware, is it? The guides also talk about free habits.
Right, like Kegel exercises. They say you should do 3 sets of 10 reps every single day.
And that's just for pelvic floor strength.
Yes, but it's vital for so much more. By contracting and releasing that specific muscle, you're driving fresh, oxygenated blood to the region.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and that increased vascularity literally regenerates tissue and boosts local nerve sensitivity. It also drastically improves postpartum recovery.
Wow, so it's really the biological engine that makes the hardware work in the first place.
We hit the nail on the head.
Okay, but let's talk logistics. Say you invest in this medical-grade device and you're ready to start. How on earth do you get a highly personal item delivered to a busy KL condo without the security guards or your family knowing exactly what's in the box?
Oh, the anxiety of purchasing is the biggest bottleneck in Southeast Asia. But Maison Velvetia handles this brilliantly. They bypass it entirely by using plain brown boxes.
So no giant branding on the side?
Not at all. And the shipping labels are super neutral. They'll just list the contents as personal care item from a corporate entity, like MV Retail, SDM BHD.
That is genius. And the guides even recommend this whole stealth strategy for the payment itself, which I thought was hilarious. It's like a spy mission.
Oh, you mean using the e-wallets?
Yeah. They say to skip the joint credit card entirely and use something like Touch and Go or Grab Pay, and to set up a dedicated email address just to keep the purchase totally inviolable.
I mean, in a culture where physical and digital privacy are scarce, those steps are so crucial. It gives you the psychological safety to actually explore your health without worrying about an awkward notification on a shared family bank statement.
Right. It really boils down to reclaiming ownership of your body totally on your own terms. No clinical jargon, no whispering.
Just treating your intimate wellness as a private biological right.
Exactly. And it leaves you wondering, we so easily normalize strapping a smartwatch to our wrist to obsessively track our sleep cycles and our daily steps.
Oh yeah, people track everything nowadays.
Right. So how much healthier and frankly happier would our lives be if we tracked and prioritized our intimate well-being with that exact same daily dedication?